You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the coalition government announced it would be reintroducing the three strikes sentencing law that was scrapped under the previous Labour government. The government plans to introduce harsher punishments for repeat criminal offenders, automatically giving the maximum sentence the third time someone commits an offence. I spoke to Greens MP Ricardo Menendez about the party's stance on the three strikes law and how they believe recidivism in Aotearoa should be combated. We also had a conversation about the recent letter from Labour MP David Parker to Foreign Minister Winston Peters calling for the government to officially recognise a Palestinian state. Just yesterday, the government announced its decision to reintroduce the three strikes law, which would effectively reintroduce harsher judicial punishments for repeat offenders. So what is the Green Party's position on this?
We should stop trying the same failed mass incarceration approach that has no evidence of working. And instead, we know and the community knows that causes harm because prisons do not rehabilitate people, and putting people in prisons for crimes relating to things of poverty will only make our communities more unsafe because it'll add to the cycle of criminalization from people going from prison back to our communities, back to prison again.
What do you think our justice system should be doing instead to prevent reoffending?
So we know a lot of the crimes that get caught in the three strikes legislation are things that come from ill mental health, from drug addiction, and from poverty. And so working to address those will actually lead to a reduction of crime. And then we can bolster our justice system to support victims of serious offending, as opposed to trying the same old approach of throwing the key away, putting people in prison, and then actually not sorting the underlying issues, which are, again, to do with poverty, inequality, ill mental health, drug addiction, etc.
Around 57% of offenders here in Aotearoa are being reconvicted within 2 years after being released from prison. Additionally, Aotearoa has one of the highest rates of recidivism in the developed world. With such high reconviction rates, wouldn't you agree that a tougher approach is needed to combat reoffending?
Well, this assumes that a tougher approach actually reduces reoffending. And the point is, there is no evidence that tougher sentencing actually reduces reoffending. A really good thing and set to look at is support we provide people once they get out of prison to actually reintegrate back into their community. And to give you an example, one of the few payments that allow people to get their life back on track hasn't been updated in decades. That's the Steps to Freedom. So if we put people out of prison back into the streets, they're definitely going to be far more at risk of reoffending because we're putting people back into the same conditions they were in before entering prison. And so I think the support for prisoners and formerly incarcerated people to get back into participating in communities is really key to preventing reoffending rather than stronger and longer sentences.
Lastly, will the Greens be challenging this legislation in any way?
The Greens have supported the repeal previously of the three strikes and the previous iteration of the three strikes legislation, and we will be committed to getting rid of this law if we're back in government.
Moving on to the next topic, Labour MP David Parker recently wrote a letter to Winston Peters calling for the government to formally recognise a Palestinian state, saying that it would be a step towards a two-state solution and achieving peace in the region. So what is the Green Party's take on this?
The Greens have long called for the recognition of Palestinian statehood. In fact, we called on the Labour Party when they were in government last term to do so, and they failed to do so as well. So we're really glad that Labour is finally getting on board with this, and it would be one of those things that would enable more traction to work towards peace, because one of the key challenges in actually finding peace in the current genocide that is happening in Palestine is the international community inability to recognize Palestinian statehood. So by elevating Palestine to statehood level, actually it allows Palestinian people to participate in the international stage in process around peace in a way that currently is not possible.
While Winston Peters has been an advocate of the two-state solution and a humanitarian ceasefire in the war in Gaza, he's been hesitant about New Zealand formally recognizing Palestine at the moment, as he said he would take focus away from the humanitarian efforts and solving the current crisis in Gaza. So what do you think about that?
We need a foreign affairs minister with more range than someone who thinks that just because you recognize Palestinian statehood, it diminishes efforts towards peace. Both things can be done. And in fact, many Palestinian advocates have spoken about how the recognition of Palestinian statehood would contribute towards peace and state prevent further genocides from happening by enabling Palestinian people to participate in forums where other states are able to do so. And so I don't buy the fact that it's an either-or, and I think this shows timidity by Winston Peters to do the right thing, as many, many countries, in fact, a majority of countries have done around the world when it comes to recognizing Palestinian statehood.
Are there any other reasons you think our government may be hesitant to recognize a Palestinian state?
Cowardly, basically. Successive governments have had the opportunity to recognize Palestinian statehood. They have failed to do so. And if we're serious about supporting long-term peace and a two-state solution, the first step to that is Palestinian statehood. That doesn't mean that we need to stop working towards providing humanitarian aid, towards getting relatives of Palestinian Kiwis out of Gaza. All of those things can happen in tandem, and the recognition of Palestinian statehood is just one piece of the puzzle.
Lastly, will the Greens be joining Labour's call to the foreign minister to call for the government to recognize Palestine?
In the same way that we called on Labour to recognize Palestinian statehood when they were in government less than a year ago, we absolutely continue calling for this government to recognize Palestinian statehood. And it's good to see the Labour Party finally getting on board with the times and joining the Greens and many other advocacy groups who have long called for the recognition of Palestinian statehood.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.